Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Welcome back, everybody. We roll on here on a Monday. Typically a man cave Monday. We're not in the man cave today.
You should still get out there, even though we had to come back to the studio, because the beer, I guarantee you, is at a good 28.7 or something.
Yeah, man. You got that dirty blonde, that naughty brunette. Fantastic. Frosty, 29 degrees, sometimes cooler, depending on whether they're opening up the fridge multiple times because it's so damn popular or not. You know? You just never know. Just never quite know, boys.
Even if they did open the fridge, I think with the nastiness that was outside, I think it still, the beers still would have been cold. There wouldn't have been any hot air coming in to warm up the beers.
It's a fair point, Robbie. It really is.
Science.
Over the weekend, the Lakers traded for Anthony Davis, so LeBron James gets his running mate for right now, and maybe more. Maybe they will end up getting either Kyrie Irving or Kawhi Leonard, although they do seem to have some salary issues based on the fact that this trade's going to happen before the 30th of July, and so that would cause them not to be able to have a max slot. And I can't imagine that Kawhi Leonard's taking a discount fresh off of getting the finals MVP. Doesn't seem like
when he can go to the same place and make his max money, but just a different team.
Pretty much. And also maybe just put together a team that will just beat LeBron James. It's like, well, that's what I do. I'm Kawhi Leonard.
I go
from team to team and I beat all the top dogs.
He's a dynasty destroyer.
He really is. He squashes your dreams. I mean, Kawhi Leonard even snapped KD's Achilles with his eyes. He was like, yeah, I saw that.
And he did extract some revenge for Zaza Pachulia taking that cheap shot on him.
That's true.
Of the Spurs.
That's true. He did. So that's one of the things. Interestingly enough, speaking of the Warriors, Kevin Pelton of ESPN, he listed Dion Waiters as one of the options that the Warriors could focus on if they were looking to get some help in the absence of Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant. He says in his piece, the Heat have reportedly been searching to offload Waiters, $12.1 million salary, to create more flexibility with the luxury tax. So Golden State might be able to get a draft pick in exchange for taking him into an exception created by a sign-in trade. Likehouse, Waiters has lower body strength that makes him effective defending bigger opponents. He also played a key role against the Warriors in the 2016 Western Conference Finals. His only career playoff experience because he missed the 2018 postseason because of injury. Nonetheless, the risk of acquiring Waiters would probably be too great. Golden State's most recent attempt to bring in a scoring-minded shooting guard was Nick Young. That ended poorly. And unlike trade options, Waiters is also under contract for an extra season. But again, man, like that's what a lot of this comes down to with these contracts that Riley has on the books right now, is you got to attach assets to get rid of them.
But even if they do, the money still has to match, right? I mean, so
because
I'm looking at the Warriors contracts.
Do you have trade machine up?
I have the trade machine up. That's what we do. Every time there's a report comes out, we have to scientifically go to the trade machine and see if we can figure it out. And the only three guys that they're allowed to trade for Dion Waiters. Obviously, Steph Curry's at $37 million, but then after that, you can't trade Durant, you can't trade Klay Thompson because they're both free agents. Draymond Green at $17 million, Iguodala at $16 million, and after that, it goes down to $1 million. The next most expensive guy is at $1
million. Huh.
Because Livingston's a free agent, Cousins is obviously a free agent, or Livingston has like a player option. Actually, no, he has a restriction on, Livingston has a restriction on, so it would expire June 29th, so I guess they could throw in Livingston at $8 million and make it work.
Interesting.
And he does have an early termination option, which I think Livingston will probably pick up. And
it's, again, though, one of those things where, like, first of all, imagine this, though. Imagine Klay Thompson does come back healthy for them, and then you added them, you gave them Dion Waiters, and you gave them a draft pick. It's probably going to end pretty positively for Dion Waiters playing next to Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. Mm-hmm. Like, did he really want that look? In all honesty, like, you want to send Dion Waiters to one of the best teams in the league, and you give him an entire season to get confident, where he it's just going to be him and Steph just chucking up shots, having a joyous old time, and then it ends in, oh yeah, by the way, maybe this ends with him getting to the championship, and you gave them a draft pick for it. I can't imagine the Heat doing it.
But then you could say to yourself, like, oh wait, Dion Waiters wouldn't have won a championship if he was down here in Miami anyways.
No, I understand that, but the point of it being, they didn't want me, and now you have Dion Waiters on a revenge tour with the Warriors, and he's going to mother bleep the Heat on a very high-profile team. I don't know, man.
I mean, he's going to take all the shots. That's his mindset. If he's on a revenge tour, I mean, Steph Curry might get very frustrated playing with Dion Waiters.
He might, or he might just be like, oh, this is different. Look at Dion Waiters. Dion Waiters probably thinks he's better than Steph Curry.
They let me shoot here. They're not worried about me and my body fat.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, man, you think he'd just get into those San Francisco restaurants because they're moving to San Francisco?
Oh, yeah.
And you think he'd just put on a whole lot? He's looking good, though, this offseason. I'm not going to lie. Dion Waiters is looking lean and mean. He's looking like he's ready to go. And the other thing is, let me ask you this. Do you think Dion Waiters, now I'm not saying like he doesn't like Dwayne Wade or didn't like hanging around Dwayne Wade, but do you think he's secretly happy that Dwayne Wade is retired?
So he could be the man. To
oh,
take
of
all
course.
The shots.
Like he's going to be the late turn guy.
Well, of course.
You know he liked when it was called Wade County, and I'm sure he got to play with Dwayne Wade. People that used to make his teammates in college call him Kobe Wade. Loves Dwayne Wade.
Bucket list has already been checked off. He wanted to play with Dwayne Wade. He already did that.
Yep.
Now
but,
he can.
But now
be him.
Oh no,
his time to shine.
Focus on him, man. That's what he wants.
Like he's probably looking at this. And goes, yeah. Late games, Spokane. Nowhere to go but me. Nowhere to go but me. You know. Because he's gonna Spo, you're gonna go to you're not gonna go to J Rich.
No, because he's gonna step out of bounds.
You might go to Justice, maybe.
Maybe.
But you really trust that situation that he's gonna get a shot off? You trust Philly Cheese. I'll get that shot off. Yeah.
Gogi.
From the logo. Oh, cool. Hey, Spo, have you ever gone to Goran Dragic in a late game situation?
Never.
Never. Never.
He's back to Players Tribune, Dion Waiters.
And he's like, he's right. He never go to me late. You go, Philly Cheese. I believe in you. The only guy who could probably save us is Bam. And he's just like just getting to learn how to shoot jumpers with Chris Bosh as being his master splinter.
Right. Yeah, but Bam is, I mean, that's not your late game guy.
I mean, it might be.
I feel like that's not
I'm pretty sure.
Little pick and pop?
I'm pretty sure that Alonzo Mourning said he was going to the Raptors.
Okay, but.
That's not the only one. That's not the only
guy. I'm pretty sure Chris Bosh said that he doesn't have a limit.
I mean, okay.
I'm pretty sure that Dwayne Casey called him Sean Kemp.
But the end of game situation is a particular set of skills.
I'm pretty sure that Leroy Horde called him Michael Jordan.
Okay.
He did.
Listen.
How many people in the sports world do I have to tie to this to put you to believe in Bam late in the
game? Dude, I'm like, as Donnie Solinger, the former Canes running backs coach, used to say, I'm like Missouri, man. You better show me. Because Missouri is a show me state.
Wow.
That's what Don Solinger used to say. I'm just quoting him. It's not me.
Minus one.
No, it's not mine. You can't.
Thank
you. Can't.
Thank you. Well done.
How are you going to give a minus one to one of the best running backs coaches in the history of mankind?
I should have brought it up.
But, I mean, you got to show me that he has that particular set of skills for late game action.
You want me to hit you with another minus one?
I'm just saying that Bam has to show me.
Minus one.
This is unfair and uncalled for.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So when I set up the Doombox this past weekend, I was setting it up so that today we would be having Twin Peaks action.
We do
have action.
Because I have this game.
Yes, France and Nigeria underway. You have France giving 2.5 goals.
That's correct.
And I got Norway and South Korea going on right now. Norway just hit a penalty
for
kick.
For the record, Robbie has his tripod with his iPad set up in studio.
I mean, I already made the effort to bring it. I might as well use it. The thing's not easy to bring around.
You need to find a better case situation.
This is perfect.
No, you.
But it could fall. It's fallen flat on the floor several times.
Yeah, but
nothing's happened to
it. Yeah, but I understand that. But when you carry this whole thing through the Hard Rock, they think it's a weapon.
No, they asked me if I need any help. Every time I carry it through there, it's like, oh, would you like some help,
sir? Why don't you get like a dolly for it or something? Like a get wheels that retract or something.
That would be another thing I have to I guess it would be convenient if those things that have wheels.
Right.
But then it could just roll away when it would want to. It's a downside. You got to think about everything. Jeez. Anyways, yeah, you got the two games going on right now. Norway just hit a penalty shot. They're up 1-0. I need another goal to cover for that game. Marlins are there. Hit the road tonight. Some say they play better on the road. It is Eliezer Hernandez going for the fish.
Oh, yeah, Eliezer Hernandez. You know why I like him as my favorite pitcher? Because he's got the closest name to Elizabeth. Spelling is close. No further questions, BT.
It's a short little take by the
Cardinals. Palm Beach kid, not Brooks Koepka, but another Palm Beach kid, Miles Michaelis, going for the Cardinals.
There you go.
And ladies and gentlemen, he lit it up in Jacksonville Double A, and now he's
Kyrie's supposed to meet with the Celtics this week, and that will result in absolutely nothing.
That's gonna be what is that, goodbye?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And speaking of meetings, apparently
parting gifts.
How's your boy Danny Ainge feeling right now?
I don't know. It's not my boy.
Whoa!
It's not my boy. Not my boy.
You didn't say
you've
that.
You've been boxed in.
As a player, he was my boy.
Yeah, that's not what you said, though.
As a player, he's my boy.
Yeah. Why don't you call Jimmy about it?
Wait, if I have a problem with the Celtics, they're not my team, but should I just call up the owner?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, my team's the Heat, so I guess I have to call Riles.
Nope. You thought about calling the Celtics owner.
Do we have to play the evidence again?
No, that's not true.
We'll get to that evidence.
I told you, I want a lie detector test guy in here to do a test.
I don't need a lie detector.
No,
we did it. We did it last week. You failed.
No.
There was squiggly lines all over the place.
No, there was not. There was not a real lie detector.
It was like an earthquake. Anyway, speaking of NBA drama, apparently Daryl Morey is addressing Chris Paul and James Harden tension.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a thing. I saw it on my tweet deck.
Yeah. Now, you want old Chris Paul making $40 million a year? Should have sounded the old whale horns for that one?
No.
It's dicey.
No.
It's dicey.
It's an injured whale.
The answer is no.
Makes a lot of money.
The answer is
for a lot of time.
Flat out, no.
He's gonna hurt those hammies down here.
Oh.
Listen.
He actually did hurt
those hammies.
He did. N-O. No.
All right. You're saying no. I'll advise it. Did they take down OJ Simpson's Twitter account?
What?
Can't find it.
What are you talking
about? Did he get reported for spam or something?
I don't know, man. What is it? It's real OJ. I feel like they took him away, man.
I feel like he's not there now.
I got something to say, but I can't say. Okay, oof.
Still there. Nothing new, though, since he denied having a hell of a night in a hot tub with Kris Jenner.
He told you, if it's not the O.J. Simpson 32, it's not him.
There's no way that thing is real, right, with the DMs? That can't be real.
The knife emoji?
No. Yeah.
There's no way that's real, right?
It can't be.
I could be suckered into the internet like that.
I mean, I mean,
technically, there's no.
Although he does feel, does O.J. Simpson feel like this is going to end in him getting to just give fantasy football advice? Because he seems to really want to be getting to the sports stuff, and part of me just wants to lob him up some sports questions.
Saquon Barkley or Ezekiel Elliott? Who do you got, O.J.?
PPR, O.J. Who do you got?
Darren Sproles.
Is there any point?
What do you think about LeSean McCoy?
Do you think he's going to end up with, Matthew Berry one time in the backyard and they're just...
Berry in the juice?
They're just gonna...
Oh, God.
Boy, I'm sorry.
Point for Robbie!
Oh, my God. He's just nonstop with this stuff, man. He's just... And my favorite part about it was with the Kris Jenner one where he goes, you know, I know that... you're all coming here for sports and we're going to get down to that. But, you know, every once in a while, I got to address some things. It's like everyone, you've done three tweets. Three tweets. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Bees was out at Mesa Sword on Friday.
Yeah,
how's that, man?
That was a blast.
It was a good time?
It was packed. We had a great time watching Brazil and Bolivia. We gave away tickets to see Brazil and Colombia coming up in Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Damian Lewis brought out like 10 of his friends.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I ran into D-Lou yesterday, believe it or not.
Oh, did you?
Yep. At breakfast.
You met my whole
family.
DJ Zog was out there.
The whole Robbie family was out there?
Yeah.
Father's Day.
Yeah, Father's Day.
Just camoed up?
Yeah. Wow. And I ran into D-Lou.
Did Grandpa go out there, too? Was Grandpa out there?
We saw him later. We saw him later in the day.
Okay, because I know that's your camo connection.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was rocking it.
Let's give a $50 gift card away right now to Vasasur. We're giving away a $50 gift card at Come to Vasasur Brewing Company for your summertime football fix. Six packs available at the supermarket near you. Vasasur is perfect for summertime pack. They threw me for a loop on that one, boys. Pachanga. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Whether on the boat or in the pool or chilling by Pachanga, is that what you're telling me, Steven? My bad. Anyway, whether you're chilling by the boat, the pool, or in La Casa, HM Miami, salud. Call number three right now on the contest line, 786-534-0792. Win that up, and B says it's an excellent time there, so go check that on out.
Yeah, man. They got every beer you could possibly want, and they got a food truck that's basically permanently there.
Oh.
That has some really good stuff.
Oh.
And you can order from the food truck from your bar waitress. So you don't have to get up or anything. She'll go get it for you.
How was the TV situation? I'm sure lots of big TVs.
There was the big projector screen.
Did they have the sound on?
Sound was on.
So you heard Cantor in his full goal.
We had Telemundo on.
Oh.
Everything was going on. It was great. It was wonderful. We even had a Brazilian band out there playing the drums and with girls, dancing girls.
What?
Scenic. It was very scenic.
Super scenic?
Yeah.
Love it when it's scenic.
Well, anytime any of these big-time Latin American countries are out and about, it gets scenic. You know?
Well, that's why that Colombian-Brazil,
yeah,
that game was no joke.
September 6th.
We have to get out there.
Somehow. Do a show from there?
Get in the suite.
Man.
Dangerous.
Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart, by the way, they both posted their social media happiness with leaving the Lakers and the dumpster fire. I don't know if they'll continue to be happy when the season starts up, but getting away from the idea of knowing where the future is, I'm sure, is the attractive part. There does have to be a part of it, though. Like, I'm sure if Kawhi Leonard ends up going there or Kyrie Irving knows what this whole circus is like. He's done it before. The thing I find weird about it, though, with Kyrie is he made such a public spectacle out of leaving LeBron James, and this idea that he'd want to go back to him or go back because he loves the idea of playing with Anthony Davis. I just find it strange because I felt like this year when he tried to mend fences with LeBron, it was just using LeBron to show what a great leader he is.
He kind of did the beast. Like, you know, I can call LeBron. I can call LeBron and see what leadership's like.
Yeah, but he was just doing that to please the Sully and Murph reporters, where he's just like, oh, I talked to LeBron.
I called
him.
You
know, he really had a point back in the day. But, like, you really want to go back there where you're going to be in the circus again and you're going to be a part of the whole thing that goes with it. And I don't know, man. For me, I think that's what I'll say. Like, Kawhi, I don't think it would shake him one bit. The thing I just find weird about it is, why hitch yourself to that stuff? Even if you really, if that stuff really does bother you, why even entertain it? Because you've been pretty fantastic without being anywhere near LeBron. You've beaten LeBron before. I don't even see what the point of it would be. The thing that is crazy about it is, you look at when LeBron was down here and when he was with Dwayne Wade, it was a bleeping circus. But a lot of that was just the media being mad at the Heat for those two linking up together, but at least they were friends. Everywhere else he's gone, it's been involuntary or people being around him that didn't want to be around him or didn't want to be part of the circle. And so that's where I think the whole thing has come with where, yeah, nobody wants to play with him anymore and the options are kind of dwindling. I guess it's going to be eased up somewhat because you have Anthony Davis, who is basically under the umbrella of LeBron James's agency, you know, his agency. So
he's a representation.
I'd assume things are going to go swell, but if they don't, is it one of those things with Anthony Davis? Like, can he leave? Like, is he allowed to, or is he going to have to break it with Rich Paul? Because there was this whole thing.
Sounds
where
like
Rich,
a conflict of interest.
It's just weird to me. Like, I assume everything's going to go fine. I can't imagine LeBron James and Anthony Davis is going to fail.
It's not
going to
be like a Dwight Howard.
I can't imagine it's going to be like that. Like, the Dwight Howard thing, his back went out. Kobe being Kobe. Steve Nash's back stopped working.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question.
Oh, Steve Nash.
With the Warriors banged up, if the Lakers don't make a run, if they don't almost get to the finals, is that considered a failure with those two on the same team?
I think it has to be, because you're talking about like two of, if not top five, top seven in the league.
Right.
Yeah, I think people are going to look at it as a failure if they don't get to the finals.
Right. So,
especially with the Warriors being banged up.
So if that happens, if they don't get to the finals, if they don't get to the Western Conference Finals, if something slips up, does Anthony Davis go, you know what, we tried it, I'm out?
It would have to be catastrophic because he's been past the first round, but if they got to the finals, you got to think that's going to be for him a success for
him.
I
agree.
It would
with
have
you.
To turn hostile.
And he can get the Supermax in 2020.
That's true.
Yeah.
But for him, wanting this, like, yeah, I would think with the LeBron thing, it would have to go really, really bad. Or if this is the, if this, as crazy it was that LeBron broke down last year, if he does again this year, and you don't want to be hitched to LeBron James for another season in your prime. And then the options are all open for you. I think those are the only ways to go sour is LeBron has a catastrophic injury or the microscope is just so much that he gets so sick of the blame that he doesn't want to be around it. But other than that, yeah, the Lakers gave up a ton. And
they didn't give up Kuzma.
They did give up. Well, no, they didn't give up Kuzma, but they given up
the rest.
The three other young players and basically every draft pick they were legally allowed to give. You know, they had to do that when you, this is the one thing about having LeBron James, man. Like, you got to drain every asset. The thing that's annoying about it for the franchises is
when he leaves,
once you get to the end of it and he's just like, oh, really? You guys going to amnesty Mike Miller?
Oh,
it's
man.
Like, well, yeah, man, we're trying to be flexible and make some moves. He goes, nah, 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 nah. Cheap bastards. You guys aren't going to pay the guy? It's like he didn't play any games. And then it happens to be that the year they amnesty him, all of a sudden, Mike Miller gets the touch of God and he plays 81 games. He's like, oh, hey, great, everybody. Could have used that, by the way, while you're maintenancing Dwayne Wade. Could have used my guy, Mike. Don't worry, I'll bring him to Cleveland. And then it's the same thing when you get to Cleveland. It's like, oh, guys can't make any trades. It's like, well, yeah, man, you made us max out Tristan Thompson and
J.R. Smith,
and we had all these. Can't make any moves because you told us to pay. Remember, J.R. Smith held out of training camp, and you're like, well, you guys don't see the importance of J.R. I don't know what to tell you. And then meanwhile, you're sitting there 2 years later yelling at him because he doesn't know what the score is in a finals game. So he's going to go in there. He's going to take every resource your team has. But that is the bargain you play when you're with LeBron James. He's going to make you, as an owner, pay every penny you can and use every asset you can to try and make it possible for him to win a championship. And if you're the Lakers and you have that kind of standard and you think of yourself as this great franchise, you are this great franchise that has had all these great players. At this point, you gotta try it because you've been a joke. It's been a complete circus for them. Left and right.
LeBron doesn't make the playoffs. First time since.
I know. Doesn't make the playoffs.
We don't make the playoffs with
injured
LeBron.
For the first time. And you know, like people in like the Lakers fans are like, Kobe never hurt his groin.
Well, he just tore his Achilles.
It's not his groin, though. It's not his groin.
He was already old.
You want to know why? He's got iron onions. He's Kobe Bryant. We never hurt his groin.
And I think he shot free throws with a torn Achilles.
Yeah, that's right.
Same thing like what Klay Thompson did in the past finals.
In fact, I think he played hopping along like a flamingo, and he dropped 60 on him. Kobe did it, man. You didn't see that, but Kobe spread his pink feathers, flamingo style, fade away. Like it was nothing.
Must have been eating a lot of shrimp.
And then if they lost, shooting session after the game.
Oh, yeah. Make sure all the cameras out there.
Yep. Make sure everybody's watching.
You were there. Yeah.
I was there. Yeah.
How late did that go?
Went late. And he didn't realize what was happening. It was like a trick. You're like, oh, this is kind of cool. Kobe Bryant is here. And he's working out. Look at him working on his game. One of the game's greats. Look at him work on his craft. And you're like, hey, man, there's a lot of people here. Oh, no, he's not going to go sit down with Rachel Nichols over there, is he? He is. He's going to do it. You already did interviews. We already talked to him in the locker room.
It's the post game.
It was the post game.
The super post game.
What are we watching here? Chris Bosh is right, man. They should have turned the lights off on him. They should have.
No, did Riley let that happen, didn't he?
No, Riley let him use the hot tub.
Oh, that's right.
Riley showed him respect in his final season. He said he let him use the facilities.
Right.
And I believe Wade said that he'd never seen Riley allow anybody to do that before.
Right.
But Bosh wanted them to shut the lights off on the Lakers because screw the Lakers. That's why. You know, this Phil Jackson came out and he was talking all that bleep. He's like, oh, it's Xbox basketball and all that nonsense. That's really a jerk, man. It was constant.
Xbox basketball.
What do you think, literally right now, at this moment, whatever time it is, where Phil Jackson is?
I picture
What do you think he's doing right now? Like, he could be in Tibet. I don't know where he is.
Joshua Tree with McRoberts.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think Phil Jackson's doing right now?
I think it involves a llama. I'm not sure if it's Dolly or farm animal. There's definitely some acid being dropped. Yeah.
Beatles White Album?
No doubt. No doubt. And he's definitely wearing, like, Birkenstocks. No underpants.
By the way, they're making a comeback.
Rope.
Birkenstocks are making a comeback.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Not
that. So I saw that. I read that on some, like, men's fashion
a
trend
of
thing.
What?
I don't know. They're making a comeback or
Have
something.
You called Jimmy yet? Let's just get down to it. Have you called Jimmy yet? We've been here now.
I'm waiting for my phone to blow up. I'm waiting for
just trying to find out.
My good buddy Joe Rose to text me Jimmy Flanagan's number.
I'm just trying to find out. Did you actually text Joe Rose and say, hey, give me Jimmy's number?
No. Do you want me to do that?
No.
Sorry.
Okay.
By the way, people are wondering in the text machine, 67974, how are the nachos at the food truck?
No. Listen, the food truck was unbelievable. Listen.
Everyone's asking us.
Flanagan's is great. Like, I love it. Like, they just tweeted about their wings. Their wings are wonderful. It's just they got a nacho problem. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe they're going to say, not your problem.
Minus one.
That's horrible.
Minus one.
We're back after this. You can text the show 67974 on the AccidentLawFirm.com text line. Checking out some of the stuff from the parade today. Toronto celebrating their championship. Kyle Lowry started a 5 more years chant for Kawhi Leonard, and Uncle Dennis was throwing up the 5 in the background, man.
What?
Yep.
He's got 5s on it?
Throwing 5s up in the background.
Ooh. All the Twitter fodder is basically like Kawhi wasn't buying any of it.
Did Kawhi get the microphone?
I haven't seen anything with Kawhi getting the microphone yet.
But
I'm sure he had to have.
Why?
Because he's Kawhi.
I mean,
the people want you to speak, that you got to speak.
He's a fun guy.
Like, Kyle Lowry is trying very hard to get Kawhi. And Kawhi is smiling. He is smiling. He's happy. He's got Lowry hoping and pleading that he stays in Toronto.
I mean, there's probably a lot of alcohol going through that blood. So, you know.
A lot of Labatt Blue.
If you're Kawhi Leonard, though, like, here's the thing. You're not, I get the idea of wanting to join the Lakers, but, like, he's won twice now, and that's not the kind of teams that he's been on, man. The super team souped up. And the other thing with getting Kawhi Leonard, he's going to play probably 65, 67 games. He's not going to play the whole season.
No.
Already on a team where you're going to have to put some load management on LeBron James coming off a groin injury. So it's going to be basically Kuz and AD just, you know, carrying it for 82 games. See what you guys got. Oh, by the way, Anthony Davis, also not the healthiest in the world.
But he doesn't know how to fake an injury like he did before that All-Star game.
Well, the one thing I would say, though, if you are Kawhi from a basketball standpoint, yeah, they're superstars, but you're going to get to play in the Eastern Conference, which you've already gone through. Granted, you won a long series with the Sixers. But now you're champs. You've kind of washed away all of that Toronto stink.
Yeah, he
in
went
the playoffs.
To the choking team, and he went there and they took him to a championship.
Yeah, I just like staying in Toronto seems to make a ton of sense for him. It really, really does. I mean, the only thing that you're going to have to worry about in the East, I guess, is if Kevin Durant goes to the New York Knicks, but he ain't going to be right for 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Uncle Dennis is onto something here, man.
If he's dropping the five.
Ooh, Papa John's five? We need the Mullins back on track with this Papa John's five, man.
Yeah, get that half off your online order. Which, when they're on the road, you should see a lot of, maybe see some more Papa John's five on this road trip.
What's their road record?
It's not going to be good.
But
they score more runs.
What's their offense?
All they have to do is get to five runs. They don't have to win. They just have to get to five runs.
What's their road scoring versus their home scoring?
All right, looking it up. This is going to click the standings.
I'm going to watch France with the set piece.
Yeah, they're only seven games under away from Marlins Park. Marlins Park, they are 12 games under 500.
Wow.
Yep. I don't know what the scoring is yet, but it's a
horrible set piece by France.
Huh?
Sorry. Watching France, Nigeria.
Why do you care about France, man?
Because I have doom pick on it.
What is the spread?
Two and a half.
France by 2.5.
And they haven't scored yet. We're in the 30-somethingth minute.
That's no bueno for you, man.
No.
You got to get the 3 goals.
Maybe they'll pour it on. They just got to break through the first time.
Well, Robbie claims that Nigeria is just going to take a dive because France is the home country. But, you know.
Yeah, but does France have a Putin?
Well, no. I brought this up before. Last year's men's World Cup was in Russia, and the winners of that World Cup was France. And at that World Cup final, Putin was there, maybe had a conversation with, who is it, Macron?
Yeah.
The president of France. Maybe he's like, this is how you do World Cup. And then bam.
Listen, this is how you fix it, okay? First, you bug fawns. Then you threaten family. Then you leverage the fear, and then you get soccer game. You win. Very nice. Hello. You beg me, please don't kill me. Then you get Habib. You say, Habib, strangle their pet puppy. Yes. Strangle it. And then when you say, oh, I don't want to let up goals. Oh, you don't want to let up goals. Okay, here's FaceTime of Habib strangling your dog. Cha-cha Charlie go, shh, night-night.
Well, I just use my dog.
First thing that came to face. I look, I think of Cha-Cha Charlie. I say, he did.
That's not right, man.
Unless he tap out like Conor McGregor.
That's not right, man.
Hope he knows how to use paws.
My dog's dumb. He does not use anything. My wife hates when I say that, but my dog is so dumb. Anyways.
She's going to hate the fictional scenario where we had Khabib choke out your dog.
Probably. I mean, I'll try not to bring that up. But unfortunately, all of her teachers that she worked with, all of the husbands listened to the show.
Don't snitch.
So it always gets back to her.
Obviously, Khabib is not going to choke out Cha-Cha Charlie. It's not going to happen.
I already know who it is. I already know. Right now, I know a text is being sent right now. Bastards. Can we just have a husband code?
No, that doesn't exist.
Why not? Why can't we just have a husband code?
It should be in place on Father's Day. Well, except Toby, you didn't really have Father's Day yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, did you end up getting your groove on to Duncan Shokinson's video on the beach?
I did. You know what we did, actually, in the bedroom?
Wait, whoa.
Set up the projector. White sheet. And then in the background, I actually mixed it to my parody song.
Against justice.
Yep. Beautiful. Dude, he was glistening. How much
he
was
he? He was glistening. He was ready to go.
Are we interviewing him on Thursday? Is that going down? Who's going to be at this draft party?
Duarte
and Greg Likens. I think we're getting Glenn Rice and Alonzo.
I only want to talk to Duncan Robinson. Somebody give me Duncan Robinson.
I don't know that we're getting current players. I think we're getting Heat legends.
He is a Heat legend. Summer League legend. Dude shot like 70% from three.
I mean,
that's incredible. Sioux Falls legend.
I love the guys from my neck of the woods. So
yeah, we're not going to talk about what you want to talk about, though. We're not going to talk about the Boston stuff.
Why not?
Because I don't want to talk about the Patriots with Duncan Robinson. I want to talk about listening on the beach
so
and
bummed
stroking
about the Bruins, probably.
Ugh. Ugh, that's the last thing I want to hear about.
He's exactly like me. Loves all the Boston teams, but not the Celtics. He loves the Heat, just like me.
Nah.
Same. Samesies.
No, you're not the samesies.
Me as Duncan. Samesies.
Bro, could you imagine working out on the beach like Duncan Robinson?
We're in the same private school league. He went to the Governor's Academy. I went to Pingree.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Massachusetts stuff.
This is Sully Academy?
So he went to Sully? You went to Murph Academy?
Right, you're right. He went to Sully. I went to Murph in the same league.
Nah, man. I'm telling you. This guy, his workouts are intense. They looked Alonzo-esque.
Who is he working out with?
Yonte Maton.
Oh, seems like a good partner.
Yonte Maton was killing it for the Sioux Falls Skyforce last year.
He was. But I'd like Duncan to step up a little bit, you know?
Well, step up what?
A workout's
a workout.
I don't know.
Who do you want to work out with? Hassan?
Yeah, how's that going to go over?
Duncan.
He's trying to get sets in, and Hassan's playing with s'mores.
This is my
He's trying to get what?
Sets.
Sets.
Oh. I didn't think that ended with a T. I was like,
not that you're incorrect.
Right. You're not wrong. Yeah. It's just
Duncan Robinson may be trying to get sexy.
Well, with a body like that, he's not having a problem.
Do you
think
that he had a lot of people slide into his DMs with that video?
Yes. Oh my Lord, yes.
You guys see this? This is me. It's got to be something to have a whole videographer behind you where you could have like the Heats team and they're just like, yeah, Dunk, this is your close up of your abs and this is you doing crunches and this is it. And then all of a sudden in his IGs, he's just got Svetlana and all of the Russian models just coming for that,
all
for
the
that Strokinson. Yep.
Just all the IG ass models?
All the bots.
Yep.
Hello, do you need husband?
And he goes, it's kind of.
Wait, why would the woman ask if he needs a husband?
Hello, you need wife.
Yeah, that's better. I was going to say, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
I need husband.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the Russian. Do you think they do Russian husbands? I never hear of that.
Oh, that should be a business I should start.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like the reverse Red Sparrow?
Yeah. No, well, listen, they got that. It's called the KGB. We're good. You know, like, they got that covered. I'm talking about mail order Russian husbands. Why don't they have that? Like, why don't they have, like, order Nikolai with a big beard come over here with this vodka?
So is this guy asking on the text machine, can we have Khabib versus Tony? Ferguson is a crazy man who wants to. I want to see that fight, but is he asking, like, is he's like, can we interview Tony Ferguson? Are you asking us to straight up just interview Tony Ferguson, or do you want me to interview him as fake Khabib? Like, is that what we have?
Well, I mean, Tony
that's
Ferguson.
Probably going to end poorly.
Yeah, especially
that would not be a good idea.
Tony Ferguson.
I would imagine that ends with him probably slicing us up with elbows.
So, I mean, you could try to interview Tony Ferguson. I would not suggest doing it as Khabib.
Or do it live.
Just like making fun of Khabib, and maybe he likes that material. Unless he's being super serious.
I think
serious.
You would have to tell him beforehand. Like, we'd have to, like, key him in.
So I can't just be like, hey, I have Khabib on the phone, and he's like, hey.
No, that's not a good idea.
Buck, little chicken. Hello, Tony. Hello.
Not a good idea. Not a good idea.
I would like to sandbag somebody.
First of all, can we do that these days with all the FCC things going on?
They agreed to an interview.
Didn't you kind of do the same thing with our friend over here?
Oh, yeah.
No?
Yeah. By the way, fishing tournament coming up this weekend. You guys want sponsorship information, or you guys want just general info, or you want tickets? Canesfish.com.
Yeah,
Romberg.
You've been with Romberg in the morning. Is he stoked up for this fishing tournament?
Yeah, he loves it. He's looking very much forward
to it. He's like the king fish over there.
He is the king fish.
We're going to be broadcasting out there 3 to 6.
I told him that you were going to be out there.
I'm not. I won't be out there.
Why not?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Because the just awkwardness?
Yeah. Not a good idea.
Call Jimmy yet? Just asking. Call him.
It really is a novel idea, though. Like, you've got something wrong with the company.
Right.
Don't at them. Don't email them. Just call them.
Yep.
Call, and not just them, but the head guy. I think that's the important thing.
Yep. Because, you know, you got that relationship that goes way back with Jimmy.
I'm still waiting for that number to come into my phone.
You were there when they brought in their first fish.
It would be something, though, if you did call Jimmy and then all of a sudden the nacho deal was way better. Maybe Joe Rose would be onto something at that point.
If someone sends me a number for Jimmy Flanagan, I will call him personally and address my nacho issue. I'll even ask if we can record it and tape it and do it on the air.
Make sure you get his permission, you know.
No, this would all be set up and legal. Should I inquire with their media relations person? You think Jimmy has a media relations person?
No, I think you're just supposed to find his number in the phone book.
So just go to the yellow pages? Yeah. The white pages?
Yeah.
Look up Jimmy. How many Jimmy Flanagans could there be in the South Florida area?
Maybe email him.
No, no way.
Maybe Serena's
you think
email.
He goes by. You think he's listed under James or Jimmy?
Do both, just to cover.
He's like Jimmy Butler. He's just a Jimmy. He's not
so
a James.
It's like one of those old school movies where like they're looking for like Mark Smith and they just call every Mark Smith in the phone book.
That was an underrated part of the playoffs where like where Brett Brown was trying to be super super like over the top philosophical. He goes, he was James Butler today. He was James Butler, super adult. And Jimmy's like, yeah, my name's not James, man. It's just Jimmy. It's not short for anything. Well, you know, Riley will only call you Jimmy. He'd never make that mistake.
No way. You'll never do that.
Never make that mistake. Just saying. If you want to take like $5 million, we'd figure it out.
I found him.
Can the Heat even afford that? Not really, right?
I think I found him.
What's their exception? Do they have an exception?
Well, I know they can get off of Ryan Anderson's partial contract. They can get off. He's due $20 million. They can get Ryan Anderson at $15 million. That frees up $5 million.
I found him.
You really?
Yeah.
All right. Call him up. Let me know your nacho problem. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.